Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton responds to critics of his choice to end the Senate's work early, and alpha-gal syndrome has been added to Oklahoma's list of tick-borne illnesses. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, May 11th. I'm Nick Daniels. Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton is doubling down on his choice to wrap up his chamber's work early amid criticisms from his own caucus and the House. Lionel Ramos reports.
Paxton said the Senate has stayed busy all session. Now it's the House's turn to catch up.
And I have learned that when I do things hastily, when I put off the work until the last minute, I don't usually have good outcomes. The Senate works hard not to do that. We spread our workload over time. We got our work done, and the hours show that we actually put in more time since spring break than the House did.
Besides, he says, the Senate has already heard every piece of good legislation it thinks came from the House. But the Freedom Caucus in his chamber, several House members, and the governor, Kevin Stitt, disagree. And the two House immigration bills Stitt put into action with an executive order circling the Senate's say in those two measures seems to prove that. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's multi-county grand jury is saying Governor Kevin Stitt used his political power to help a friend. Grayson Wheeler has details.
Norman resident Sarah Polston was sentenced to 8 years in prison after she nearly killed a young woman while driving drunk. But after just 73 days, Polston was back home under GPS monitoring. Stitt went to high school with her husband, and the couple has donated to his campaigns. He called Department of Corrections officials multiple times to inquire about Polston's sentencing and release. The grand jury report says DOC officers felt pressure to release Polston into the GPS program, although Stitt says that was not his intention. But Polston and her husband also seemed to believe Stitt was helping them. Here's a conversation from when Polston was in jail, obtained by the Oklahoman newspaper. In it, Rod Polston says the guy is working on the P word.
He's got to get it approved through the Pardon and Parole Board. He's got to check if they serve, well, quote unquote, at his pleasure, which means he can tell them what to do.
The grand jury finds no evidence of criminal wrongdoing as the state leaves the GPS program largely to the DOC's discretion. But the report calls Polston's release, quote, rank political favoritism. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Alpha-gal syndrome has been added to Oklahoma's list of tick-borne illnesses. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the move will allow the state to track what experts are calling a growing public health concern.
Most cases of alpha-gal syndrome start with a bite from the Lone Star tick. The bite can trigger a potentially life-threatening allergy that causes people to have an immune response to mammal products like red meat and dairy. For farmers and ranchers who are in close contact with livestock every day, the allergy can be especially challenging. A measure signed by Governor Kevin Stitt means Oklahoma will join 12 other states where alpha-gal syndrome is a reportable illness. That means laboratories and doctors must notify state health authorities of each positive test for a marker of the syndrome. Advocates say it will make it easier to understand a health concern that's becoming increasingly common. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are looking to close out their second-round playoff series against the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. Despite trailing at halftime, OKC ended Game 3 on Saturday with a 23-point victory. Coach Mark Dagnall says his players deserve all the credit for the focus, motivation, and urgency needed to turn things around in the second half.
They're incredibly ambitious. They're ambitious together. And now they have, a good amount of shared experiences. Like I said, we haven't experienced everything. But we've experienced a lot, and we've experienced a lot together, and I think there's great power in that. And when you add all those ingredients together, they tend to get the psychological stuff right.
Game 4 against the Lakers is set for 9:30 tonight and can be streamed on Prime Video. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.